Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you an opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
Good afternoon. Well, no, it's not good afternoon. It feels like it. I've been here for a while. Good morning. It's going to still be a beautiful day, I understand, at least in the mid-70s. Not going to be too hot, but we are here. This is live call-in radio, as Jerry Berg just told us. Live call-in radio at its very best. I think he's right. I've got Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samara Umat in the studio with me. Both are standing, I'm sitting, and we are ready to take your calls. All you need to do is call us, get in line, call 1-888-312-5757. 1-888-312-5757. You call right now, get in line, we will get to you. The thing is, we started off the previous show, and for those of you who are just tuning in, we've been on the air since 8 o'clock. We start at 8 o'clock, go until noon every Saturday, 2 hours on another station here in town, and then 2 hours from 10 to noon every Saturday right here on 570 KVI. So we're glad you're with us. By the way, 21 years now on 570 KVI. We started, I think, in the fall of 99, right?
Yep, that was it.
November, actually, but that's okay. We've been here a while. And you're not going to get rid of us, whether you like it or not.
So, no, actually,
we just won't go away.
Getting rid of us is easy. You turn off the radio.
That's right.
But that's not what we want you to do.
No, we'd rather you didn't.
Well, yeah. People keep listening because science keeps changing.
Absolutely.
Isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
People say, follow the science, follow the science.
And then they
refuse
to.
And they follow old science. Something yeah. From a year ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. It might have been technically science then, but science is changing.
Science is always changing, and there is no such thing as settled science. Because any and every question is always up to be reevaluated in science.
That's right.
I have seen this many, many times in my 40-some years of medical practice. You know, the dogma will become, and the experts all say, A is true, and everyone should be doing A.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
10 years later, they'll come out and say, A is killing people. B is a whole lot better.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And then they want everybody to switch to B. And then, you know, a few years later, they'll say, well, you know, A probably works better than B. It changes. And
or don't forget about C.
Yeah. What is settled today? Yeah, is not settled tomorrow.
But it's critical to be on the leading edge, and that's why we call this show Leading Edge Medicine.
Yes.
And just a tidbit of information. When we started the show here on 570 KVI, we called it American Medicine.
Yes.
And then we realized what a stupid, stupid, stupid name that was.
Yeah. Well, American because, you know, we were in a patriotic frame of mind.
Well, we are.
But it turns out that the way medicine is practiced in America.
Not so good.
Could be improved significantly.
That's right. Which is.
So we made it leading edge medicine.
That's right. That was a good decision. I can't remember the year we made the shift, but I think it was just a year or two after we started. Long and the short of it is, if you've got a question for these two, call us at 1-888-312-5757. Because we call it Leading Edge Medicine, you need to listen every week because, as we were just saying, things change. For example, I get a text last night from this nice lady here, Dr. Umet, says she wants to talk about type 3 diabetes.
That's right.
I'll bet you not one in 100 of our listeners have heard about type 3 diabetes, mm-hmm. maybe type 1, but certainly type 2. So I think just while we wait for some people to call in, and they will, why don't you talk about type 1, type 2, and what on earth is type 3?
Sure. It's very interesting. That's
it
for
is.
Sure.
It is.
Well, type 1 and type 2, everybody knows about. Type 1 is autoimmune disease where the beta cells of the pancreas are attacked by their own body and they're unable to make insulin. So in the presence of glucose, which is the powerhouse for energy, which converts in the cells to energy, cannot be used because there's no insulin to put it in the cells and for it to be used. So that's type 1 diabetes. And type 2 diabetes, which everybody knows is more common in adults, and that's insulin resistance, and it's sometimes combined with metabolic syndrome. And here, there is plenty of insulin. Unfortunately, the obesity factor and other factors over time play a role here where the cells become insensitive to insulin.
So, and it takes more and more insulin to drive the same amount of sugar into the cells.
That's right.
Where it is burned to provide the energy to stay alive.
That's right. Now, the important thing here is that 60 to 70% of type 2 diabetics will have Alzheimer's dementia. So, if you will, type 3 diabetes is insulin resistance in the brain. It's actually your brain on fire. It has all the sugar it could use, but it can't use it. So this hyperglycemia in the brain is causing neural damage, which is like dementia. So it presents with memory loss, not able to remember simple tasks, difficulty in doing things that you used to do routinely, not being able to find your way in places. And that is in later on diagnosed as Alzheimer's dementia, but it's actually hyperglycemia or type 3 diabetes.
And, you know, the Mayo Clinic, as you pointed out earlier today, did a study. Mm-hmm. 8-10 years ago, in which they used nasal insulin, sprayed insulin up people's nose, mm-hmm. where it went through the cribriform plate into the brain directly, and their cognition significantly improved for a brief period.
That's right. So the point of that is where, you know, everybody knows that there is no cure for dementia. You just, you know, the medications do not cure or reverse dementia. Here I am telling you that the hyperglycemia can be reversed if we pick it up early enough, and therefore you can actually reverse dementia.
Yeah. And we've got a fair number of people that have done that, that have, you know, allowed us and cooperated with us enough to lower their insulin resistance, to correct their insulin resistance, and they were able to improve their cognition. Now, they didn't go all the way back to where they were in the beginning, but they stopped getting worse, mm-hmm. which is an important step in and of itself, and many of them start to get some improvement.
Yeah, one of the stories I've told two or three times over the last couple of years is a very good friend who's always been a writer. Mm-hmm. He's authored several books, very high up in industry and a classy guy. He had to stop writing because the words, he had them in his mind, but they just wouldn't come. Mm. And it made the writing process miserable. Mm. He quit writing. Mm. He's a patient at Longevity. He told us about the problem, from what I understand, how it goes. But he told me, after he did those little extra things because mm-hmm. of what he told you, he could start writing again. Mm-hmm. Those words were coming back to
sure.
him. And he, oh, man, that makes a big difference.
Yeah.
In your sense of self-being and self-worth and being able to accomplish things, mm-hmm. don't give up. Don't give up.
Well, and, you know, kind of a two-step version of that is the lady whose husband had brought her to us because of her cognitive decline. Mm-hmm. And she became a patient, has been a patient for several years. Her mental function stopped going downhill.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, it didn't improve for a long time, but at least it stopped going downhill. Mm-hmm. So she stabilized, and they were reasonably happy with stabilization. Mm-hmm. But then they underwent the senescent cell therapy that we just started recently.
Oh, my golly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to talk about that.
And that actually resulted in her getting better and her mood and her function improved. So we not only stopped her cognitive decline for several years with our basic program, adding the senescent cell therapy appears to have made even further improvements.
That's right.
Now, clearly, we have no hopes that we're going to take her back to where she was at 20. You know, we had to deal with what we got. But there are things that can be done.
Yeah.
And it is not necessarily a continue to die, slide downhill until you die process.
The bottom line is when you start experiencing what we jokingly refer to as senior moments, those are red flags, folks. Yes. Those are red flags.
Those are signs your brain is not functioning well.
That's right.
It's as an early stage of age-related cognitive decline. It is taking you towards dementia. And if we can intervene at that point, it's almost always fixable. If we wait till you're overtly demented, our biggest hope is just to stop or slow the process.
Yeah, but oh my golly, don't wait. Sooner the better. Sooner the better.
And don't wait to become diabetic. Don't have that attitude of let's wait till we can treat you.
And again, that comes back to you had said earlier today, the importance of the free health analysis appointments, because in that free appointment, we do two tests. We do a blood test, and then we do the special in-body test. Both of those, when you get the results, which are instantaneous, by the way, we get those results right there during the free health analysis appointment, you will understand what some of your basic health risks are. And if prediabetes, if your blood sugar problems are an issue, holy cow, you need to know about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Back to you, Jerry. If you don't know, if you don't measure, you don't know.
If you don't measure, you don't know. And once you know, then the question is, do you want us to fix it, or do you
That's
want to
right.
keep going,
That's
going
right.
downhill?
That's right.
Yeah, and obviously the sooner we intervene, the better result we get.
That's right.
So when we get back, I'm going to tell you about my email from Bia. I got it yesterday. Bia is on vacation. Bia, I know you're not listening, but we love you anyway, and we hope you have a nice little short
If you're
vacation.
Not listening, why not?
She's on vacation.
So?
Holy cow, he's demanding. He is demanding. Anyway, she'll be back Thursday, but she wrote me an email, and she told me about the situation with the free health analysis appointments. There's a limited number. For example, only 5 in Tacoma. But, hey, we've got 20 or so in both Kirkland and Linwood. So don't go for it. When we come back, I'll quickly tell you the very latest about the free health analysis appointments. Stay here. We'll be back.
I, too, am a clinic member, and what really started me going to the clinic was I'm not feeling so hot. I will budget for the rest of my life to be in your clinic. Thank you so much for everything.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peaches and cream.
Peaches and cream.
Lips like strawberry
wine.
You're
16.
You're beautiful,
and you're mine.
You're all ribbons and curls. Oh, what a girl. Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16.
You're 16.
You're beautiful,
and you're mine.
Oh, you love singing these songs. Yeah, let's admit it.
Do I ever?
You didn't know this, Jerry.
They bring memories back that would get me in deep doo-doo in the 21st century.
You didn't. I don't think you've heard this, Jerry, but Pat Boone has asked me to record a song with him.
Oh, yeah?
And I cannot freaking wait. I cannot freaking wait.
That's right. It'll be the Geriatric Brothers.
Oh, yes. Did you know that Pat Boone has recorded more songs than anybody else in history? 2,300. Bing Crosby, 1,900. Frank Sinatra, 1,600. But Pat Boone, 2,300. And he is at 86, absolutely going strong. Anyway, that's where I first met him, like 52 years ago in that business I was singing. He obviously was a star. I was this. Anyway, but it's fun. Okay. Now, during that break, you heard the lady come back to that incredible song, who said she will budget for the rest of my life to be a part of longevity. And it's no secret, at Longevity, we don't take insurance. Why is that, Jerry?
Because we can't do what we do if we took insurance. We'd be limited contractually to follow the insurance company's rules. We'd only be able to do the tests that the insurance company approved. We'd be able to write the drugs the insurance company approved. You basically get the insurance company's medical care.
Yeah.
And I want to give people the best medical care. There's a difference.
Yeah, there is a big difference. What's exciting is that when you look at it, the cost for Longevity Medical Clinic is far less than you might imagine. In fact, this is sort of a bone of contention that you and I have gone through, you know, over the years. Your passion has been to make these medical services available so that virtually anybody can take advantage of it.
It's a matter of priorities, obviously.
Yes.
But, yeah, and the way I like to look at it is this. 1 year in a nursing home will cost as much as over 20 years at Longevity Medical Clinic.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah. If you become a patient at Longevity and I keep you out of the nursing home an extra 5 or 10 years, you're way, way ahead.
That's right. That's right. And so that's why she made that comment. It just makes so much sense. So, again, we do the free health analysis appointments. And if you want to make one, you just simply go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. Make the free appointment, because through August only now, we've extended through August, and then we're stopping the where we give you the $100 of free longevity supplements. So if you're going to do it, you know, don't procrastinate. Do it in August and get the appointments. Now, the reason I mentioned you were talking about dementia, you know, we were talking about diabetes. I have a friend. The reason I brought up the cost is I have a friend, actually a very good friend, whose wife was just begging to get him in as a patient. Mm. But when he found out that he had to pay for it and that insurance wouldn't pay for it, and this is a guy that has two cars that are worth each 80 grand each, I mean, and they have a beautiful, anyway, multiple homes and that sort of thing. He figured he couldn't figure it into his budget, even though it was pocket change. He was so committed. Mm. Well, why doesn't insurance cover this?
And because they make their money collecting premiums, not paying claims. It's pretty simple. Mm. Let me give you an example of a different lady, though. Okay, this was a woman who had become a patient, and she was doing very well, and she was happy, but she was more modest means, not your wealthy friend who has more money than brain.
Yeah.
And, but she told me one day, she said, I was thinking about dropping the program because of the cost, because she said, I don't have a lot. She said, but then it occurred to me, I was also thinking about trading in my old car on a new car. And it occurred that I had a choice. I could take my better functioning, newer body out of an old car, or I could take my decrepit body out of a newer car.
Yeah.
And I decided the body was more important than the car.
Wow.
And, you know, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's such an important point that you raised, Jerry. Sometimes people are a little short-sighted and they kind of depend upon the prescription medications to fix things for them. But as we know, quality of life is compromised if we leave things to later.
Yes.
And there is really no medicine or no pill that'll fix anything. In fact, what we're finding is by far and away, a lot of times the drugs are causing side effects that are compromising quality of life.
Well, you know, the first 2 hours there were several patients or people who called in and wanted to know, and your first question was, what medications are you taking?
Yes. Yeah.
Because frequently the medications will cause the very symptoms that people were calling in about.
That's right.
So, yeah, throwing drugs at things is not necessarily the right thing to do. It may help one problem,
right?
But it may cause three others.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. When you need traditional medicine, you need it. You know, you have a heart attack, you need your doctor, you need the hospital.
We provide medical insurance for all of our our staff.
Of course.
Okay? Uh-huh. Our doctors, our nurses, our all of our people get medical insurance because there is a place for that.
That's right.
But medical insurance does not cover the problems associated with getting older.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to address.
That's right. Quality of life and normal aging is not covered by your insurance carrier.
Right.
So this came up because of my friend who could afford us and it wouldn't even make a blip, really. He was just so thinking. He's so, it is so ingrained in him that insurance is supposed to cover his health care. But here's a guy whose wife is desperate. And he knows that he's forgetting words. He's forgetting why he walked into a room. He's struggling sometimes finding his way home in a car and, you know, those kinds of things. He's got, it's not he's horribly demented, but he is clearly on the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to do something.
Well, you see, it can be reversed at this stage.
That's the point.
Because if he waits a few more months or years and then thinks that the medications will fix it for him,
they won't.
He is waiting.
Yeah. But he'll spend many thousands of dollars on medications that overall will delay his entry to the nursing home by 3 to 4 months. That's it. That's all they do.
And yet, we have scientific evidence that there is stuff that can reverse those changes. Even if you carry the genes, by the way, we measure for those genes. Even if you carry the genes, expression of that genome is up to you.
That's referred to as epigenetics.
That's right.
You can have a gene that puts you at risk for something, but it's whether or not that gene is expressed. And that is often triggered by lifestyle, hormonal balances, other stressors.
That's right. And yeah, the cornerstone is going to come down to lifestyle choices. And sometimes you don't have the energy, the desire, or the knowledge to make those lifestyle choices. That's where we come in. We not only give you the knowledge, we change your physiology so you actually have the desire.
Our goal, I want you stronger,
yeah,
faster, leaner, smarter and sexier than you were last year. If you're going downhill and it bothers you, you care, then you come see us. The ones that we get in trouble and can't help are those who are reached a point they no longer care that they don't care.
Yeah.
And, you know, if, for instance, if you're a man or a woman and your libido has dropped off and it bothers you and you want to get it back, well, that's a person we can help. The person for whom their function has dropped off and they don't care. Well, what are we going to do about it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. They'll never come.
Even though maybe their mate would care.
And they should get it fixed. But, you know, they just accept it as part of getting older.
So let me just quickly point out here that Bea, who is on vacation until Thursday, she'll be back. But we settled this yesterday afternoon and she made all the changes. We opened up the entire month of August. So that in Kirkland, we've got 25 appointments. In Tacoma, only 5 appointments all through August. There's only 5 left. In Linwood, about 30. So here's the deal. Through August, these are available on a first-come, first-served basis. And we are still honoring, but only through August, the $100 of free longevity supplements in addition to the 2 free tests, the blood test and the special in-body test. So now's the time to do it. Go to our website, lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com, and push the button to make an appointment and make it easy, easy, easy to do. Now, for the 5 or 6% of you who don't have a computer and don't want to do it that way, you can call 866-86-YOUNG, 866-86-YOUNG. Now, all our lines are open. We've been doing so much teaching and having a good time here. Let me just say, all the lines are open. You call right now, you'll be next. 1-888-312-5757. Go ahead and call 1-888-312-5757. We'll start taking your calls right after the break.
I'm a relatively new longevity patient, and I've been thoroughly impressed with how thorough the process is.
Mitch Ryder. Welcome back, everybody. Pete Talbot here. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine today. Again, it's good to have them both here. They're almost always both here, and they are today. Dr. Jerry Mixon, the founder and chief medical officer for Longevity Medical Clinic, and, of course, Dr. Samira Umat, with our assistant medical director at Longevity. Been with us now
10 years.
Yes. Did you get your 10-year pin?
Not yet.
Oh, you're getting
that
soon.
Okay. Yes, I am.
Okay. That's good.
Who would have thought 10 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah. I still remember the day you asked me to do the radio show, and I said to myself, are you crazy?
Yes, I am. But so what? It's crazy in a very good way.
Yeah. So that's not happening.
In fact, there was a time, what was it, about 6 years ago or something, you took about a 5 or 6 month sabbatical. And
that's right.
Basically traveled research, and you did the show all by yourself for like 6 months.
I did.
Yep.
And
yes, and you guys walked into my room together, a double whammy, on Friday afternoon at 3:30 and said, well, you're going to be doing the show starting next Saturday. Okay, bye.
Starting tomorrow.
Yeah, starting tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's right.
And my first words when we started, you and I started on the air, you looked at me and you said, oh, God, help us. And we went on the air. And I said, Pete, come on.
You misunderstood. I wasn't saying that out of desperation.
He was praying.
I talk to God all the time. Sorry. I said, God, help us. You know, plus, I do that in a lot of my recording sessions, just not always out loud.
Yes.
Anyway.
That's the only time I've seen you do it, okay?
Anyway,
that's
okay.
History.
Here's the number if you want to call with a question, 1-888-312-5757. We've got Ty from Olympia. Let's talk with Ty right now, but no other calls. So you call now, the 1-888-312-5757, and you'll be next. In the meantime, Ty, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
My question is about high cholesterol, because I have it. And I do have to disclose that I've been a patient of Dr. Kaiser back 2 years ago, but my work situation's changed and things like that. So I'm just going to give you my stats, and then I had a question about it. So my total cholesterol since it's been measured for probably the last 5 years has been up around 270 to 280. And my HDL is about 80 to 85, and my LDL is like 165 to 172. So Dr. Pizer had me trying to take different supplements to lower it, and it just stayed the same. It just won't budge. I've tried diet and all that. So being kind of a worrywart about things, I know the bad thing about high LDL cholesterol is, you know, plaque in your arteries. So I went to a thing called Lifeline Screening. I don't know if I should say it or not, but they measure plaque buildup in your arteries through ultrasound.
Yes.
And so they threw my whole, I did the whole body scan, and every one of mine came out normal. They didn't detect any blockage. So my regular doctor now wants me to take, which he says I'll have to take it for the rest of my life, drugs to lower my cholesterol. But then when I look at the effects of the high cholesterol, there doesn't seem to be any clogging of the arteries. I wonder what the other dangers of having high cholesterol is.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about high cholesterol as opposed to high risk cholesterols. Okay. First of all, your ratio is actually pretty good. Your HDL to total cholesterol ratio is under 3.5, which says your risk based on that ratio of having coronary artery disease is less than half of the average American. So that doesn't shock me that you're not developing big plaques. Okay. Naturally occurring HDL to LDL ratios and to total cholesterol ratios are an important risk factor. And when you've got enough naturally occurring HDL, you seem to lower your risk significantly. And for a man, when that ratio, if you divide your total cholesterol by your HDL, if it's 3.5 or less, you have less than 50% of the typical risk of heart attacks. So that's part of the good news for you. Okay.
Okay.
The other tests that probably need to be done, and I'm glad you got your Lifeline screening, by the way, would be to look at your cholesterol particle sizes. Mm-hmm. It turns out that not all HDL and not all LDL is the same. There's actually three different forms of LDL cholesterol, and some of those forms are indeed dangerous, and some of those forms are not. And so it's a function of what forms of LDL versus HDL versus intermediate cholesterols that you have. So going by standard cholesterol testing is inadequate, especially in somebody in your situation. You know, cholesterol is not bad. Cholesterol is, in fact, important to life. If you did not have cholesterol to function, you would die very quickly. Your muscles would get weak, your brain would stop working, mm-hmm. and you would shut down. So you have to have cholesterol. What you don't want to have is damaged. LDL cholesterol is fragile. And if it is damaged by high sugars or mm-hmm. high insulin levels, if it's damaged by free radicals, mm-hmm. if it's damaged by faulty methylation processes, anything that damages that LDL cholesterol, your body sees it as a foreign material. It's no longer healthy LDL. And so you send macrophages, these white cells, in to gobble it up and get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And these white cells fill themselves, they gorge themselves on this damaged LDL cholesterol, and then they sequester themselves, they migrate to the wall of the artery and embed under the lining of the artery. When that goes on for a long period of time, those macrophages basically make a plaque, a great big wad of inflammatory, damaged LDL encased in macrophages. That then can narrow the artery.
That's right.
And give you poor blood supply beyond that point. And that's mm-hmm. what we start to worry about. And the big worry is if this inflammatory mass of what's effectively pus ruptures through the wall of the artery into the lumen, then you get a big clot that forms. And now you've had an acute heart attack or a thrombotic stroke. That's what you're worried about. LDL cholesterol in and of itself is not dangerous. It's functional. And so as long as you are not damaging LDL, you're at low risk. The other thing is high HDL, naturally occurring HDL, bumps along the wall of the artery. And when it finds one of these macrophages that are full of damaged LDL, it picks it up, carries it to the liver, and dumps it into the stool. And so the HDL's job is to clean the arteries. Okay. Now, it's interestingly, when we give people drugs designed to raise their HDL, it doesn't help. Mm-hmm. It doesn't lower the risk. But people with naturally occurring high HDL like you seem to be at low risk, better protected, because your HDL is probably cleaning up your damaged LDL as quickly as it forms. And so you're not making plaque. So assuming that's what's going on with you and that statistically seems to be valid, Why would I want to now throw a drug on top of things?
Well, what we don't know about him yet, Jerry, is his family history. And that's an important factor.
That's true. We'll ask him.
Well, is there any family history of cholesterol or high cholesterol or cholesterol-related death?
No. My dad died of mesothelioma from the shipyard, and my mom just passed away last week. She had a stroke, but that wasn't my biological mother. My biological mother is 84 and ticking strong, so...
So, sorry about your mom. Sorry, it's sad to hear that at any age. But given that the studies are showing that lipid-lowering medications are not indicated in hypercholesterolemia without any family history. So they are not showing a reduction in risk for coronary artery event. So they may give you a drug that will lower your LDL cholesterol, and that makes us all feel better. However, that lower LDL cholesterol is not necessarily going to reduce your first coronary artery event.
Right. In fact, it's interesting. People that have had a heart attack have demonstrated that they are subject to heart attacks. Giving them the cholesterol-lowering drugs helps.
Yeah.
But giving it to people that have never had one and don't have a high-risk family history, there's no evidence that that lowers your risk of something bad happening.
So, but having said that, though, I still would like to know, would encourage him to do the usual diet and lifestyle to help maintain that. Because, you know, if that HDL changes suddenly on him, his ratio will go up. He will build plaque. After age 50, he's at high risk anyways.
Sure.
So what you do need to do is find out, first of all, what is the particle sizes? And also with that particle study, do you have a particle called lipoprotein particle A, which is a genetic risk factor for heart attack. So you need to know if you have that. If you don't, great. If you do, then, you know, there's this cause for concern, and then you do have to lower your LDL cholesterol.
So there are several labs that do this testing.
That's right. They do.
You know, it's, but don't settle.
Do it.
I'm sorry,
you
what?
Do it after.
We do it on our patients frequently.
Yeah, we do it. We do it all the time. Then the second important thing is to make sure, I know you said you've done the lifeline screening, but you must get a calcium score. And that's very specific to the heart, because what you want to know is there any calcified deposition in the blood supply to the heart or not? Now, if the plaques are not calcified, they will not be picked up with the CT scan. But this CT scan is important to know because it helps us guide in your care. So we do that too. We send you to radiology for that. Most radiology centers will do it really cheaply. If you bill it through insurance, you can do that, or you can pay for it for $100 or so and get the test done.
Okay. So what was strange is I asked my regular primary, I asked him, I said, well, is this cholesterol-lowering drug, which I guess is a statin or something like that, is it going to lower my HDL? And he goes, it lowers all of it. And I go, well, I'm thinking to myself, I personally haven't taken it. I've got the prescription, and I was going to do it. And it's been about 5 months since I got the prescription. And I just don't have any evidence. It just seems like I'm listening to your show talking about statins and everything, got scared to death. But if it lowers your HDL and your LDL, then what good is that? I mean,
the problem we've got with the statins is not their effect on lowering systemic LDL, HDL. What we've got, the problem is that they don't just work in your liver. They work in your brain and in your muscles. And they interfere with cholesterol metabolism in your brain, and it's very common for people on statins to get kind of fuzzy-headed and not able to think as clearly. They don't become overtly demented, so, you know, screening for dementia doesn't show an effect. But the patients often see the difference with and without their statins. And they often fatigue more easily because you're interfering with cholesterol metabolism in the muscle, and the cholesterol is necessary for good muscle function.
Mm-hmm.
And so they often get tired and not as energetic as they used to be. And, of course, these are things that we find unacceptable. We want our people to be bright and ambitious and feeling great. And I want them strong and active and having a great life.
Yeah.
And so for too many of our patients, the adverse effects of the statins get in the way of a really robust lifestyle.
Well, that's why risk stratification is very important for him.
Yes, it is.
And thank you, Ty. Appreciate it. Excellent call. Talk about good information. You mentioned the calcium score just now to him. You mentioned it to me.
It saved your life.
Saved my life. We'll tell that brief story when we come back.
And I can tell you that my strength, my energy is great. I have two granddaughters who run Green Lake, and I can run right along with them.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
And the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles with you.
And when you're laughing.
When you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Oh, when the sun comes shining through.
Shining through.
When you're crying.
When you're crying.
You bring on the rain.
On the rain.
Stop your sighing.
Stop.
Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Hey, we've got about 7 or 8 minutes before the end of our first hour here on 570 KVI. A little reminder, we go for a total of 2, so we'll have a break at the top of the hour, a little bit of news. It's short, and then we'll be back for the second hour. Mm-hmm. But I should point out to all of you listeners, we actually are on the air for 4 hours every Saturday. We start at 8 o'clock, 2 hours on another station, and then 2 hours here on 570 KVI. If you would like to know where we are for all 4 hours, you simply go to our website, lmclinic.com, and push the little button on the top of the page that said podcasts. And that will show you where we are for all 4 hours every Saturday morning. But it is the podcast button, which means you will also have there access to all of our previous shows on all 4 hours or on both stations. So you can go back and listen again. This is important for you to know when you hear something that's really dramatic that affects you, or maybe you think, oh, what you meant just said, or what Mixon just said, my mom and dad need to hear this. Oh, they need to hear it. Well, just mark the time. And then about a day or two later, we usually get it up by Monday, late Monday at the worst. And call your mom and dad and have them go to the website, push the podcast button, pull up that hour, and they can listen to it too. Or you can review it, or Cousin Ned, or your next-door neighbor. You got the idea. Again, go to lmclinic.com, and the podcast button there will help you out. Help you out. Okay, and again, we have several lines open. If you have a question, go to one or call us at 1-888-312-5757, and we'll get you on here right away. Let's go to North Seattle and talk to Ralph. Ralph, welcome to the show.
Hello, Ralph.
Oh, hello. My question was, now, I don't have internet at home, and I get some primary health care, but I'm wondering if Longevity Medical, I had heard reference to a list of physicians who were sympathetic to Longevity's approach. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if that was still available.
Yeah, you just call the office. The office managers have the list. And, you know, depending on where you live, they can give you a variety of recommendations.
Yeah, and they try to update that every now and again. So hopefully it will be of help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But now, I want you to understand, the fact that they are sympathetic doesn't mean they do what we do.
That's right. That's for sure.
It's just that they... These are doctors that have seen the beneficial effects in their patients, and so they like what we do.
Well, let me ask you, if they're sympathetic, why don't they?
Because they still work in the insurance model.
That's it.
And they're seeing 35 or 40 patients a day, and they can't possibly spend an hour per patient like we do.
The latest statistic, the average general practitioner sees 41 people a day.
Yeah.
And remember, some of these physicians are names that we've heard from our patients that are good at what they do. Mm-hmm. And so we've added them to the list. They may or may not even know about us, but we want to send our patients to patients.
People that do good work. Yeah. And so, if a doctor, our doctors see 7 patients a day on average, in an 8-hour day. And then they've got what we call red hours, 2 30-minute periods where they can catch up on their paperwork and answer phone calls and do that sort of thing. A big difference is seeing 7 people in an 8-hour day and seeing 40 people in an 8-hour day. You can't do what we do fast.
I've had a couple of really good friends who retired in their late 50s because they just burnt out. They got into medicine 25, 30 years earlier, really enjoyed it. And now they hate, at least they just hated the treadmill they were on.
Yeah.
The scary thing for me is I look at surveys of physicians, and most primary care physicians would not recommend medicine to a young person.
That's right.
Why would they? It's kind of scary.
Yes. Well, Ralph, anything else? Again, you can get that list, I hope, from any one of our 3 clinics.
Mm-hmm. Well, different phone numbers to call, not having internet at home. And now I'm kind of confused about what to do next. I heard some descriptions of a particular clinic in King County, which really matched my own symptoms. I was really interested in longevity. So I don't know if that's fair to ask, but there's some other programs, and they all have recommendations for supplementation with respect to dementias.
Well, we have supplements. We have the doctors select the supplements for each individual patient. So we treat supplements as though they were prescription drugs. There's an awful lot of foolishness out there about supplements. So we recommend that they sit down with our doctor and the doctor go through and say, okay, given your unique situation, here's where we think you ought to start. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was interested in a particular one that my symptoms really matched what he was saying. Yeah. And it didn't involve any prescription medications, but involved fairly strict dietary limitations. I'm a vegetarian, and I like the idea of food using food sources for the...
Oh, yes. I have always said that if you eat the perfect diet, you don't need supplements. Because that's what supplements mean. They are dietary supplements. They're things we add to your diet to make up for what you're lacking. The problem is, I know damn few people that eat a perfect diet.
It's hard. It's hard. And also now the quality of the soil on which the food is grown has changed.
The hybridization, all sorts of things are different.
And it's often harvested still green and unripe and allowed to ripen in the warehouses, etc. So, perfect diets are hard to come by these days. It just is. So that leaves us with supplementation. There's also, some pathological conditions for which some supplements can be of benefit. For instance, people that are running mildly elevated blood sugars that are not really where we want them, berberine is almost as effective as metformin at lowering blood sugar. So cinnamon and berberine for people that have some insulin resistance. Biggest change, of course, is getting rid of the fat and adding muscle.
Yeah, and reducing the inflammation marker. So, absolutely, it can be done with supplements. But, we target supplement use sometimes based on objective data as well. So it's not just symptom-based, it's objective-based.
Yeah, we can also run tests that will actually look at 35 different vitamin, mineral factors in your body and give us some good clues as to what you might be deficient in and allow us to supplement that.
Yeah.
So, it's not as simple as everybody should take X or Y.
Yeah. Well, I'm on 7 prescription medications, and my goal would be to get off those.
Yeah. Well, if you're asking about physicians, let me give you my number one recommendation for that situation. It's a place called Longevity Medical Clinic. All right.
Yeah, Ralph.
We have doctors who specialize in this.
That's right. We do that literally 50 times a day. That's all we do. Anyway, if you would like a free health analysis appointment, we consider that the first step. It's the first step. We give you two free tests, a blood test and a special in-body test that will give you the basic information to determine what your issues are. And then you decide from there, it's all free, then you decide from there if you would like us to help you deal with some of the problems that are bothering you in your aging process. Go to our website, lmclinic.com. Make an appointment. But like you, Ralph, you don't have a computer, call 866-86-YOUNG.